This is the Real Royal Family Podcast with your co-host, Valerie Wright. And we're here to take back your crown and the jewels that are on it. The jewels of your life, your joy, and your purpose. Only God's love and power can conquer trauma. Now, this is not virtual reality. It is spiritual reality. It is not a game, but we are going to treat it as a challenge to destroy what is destroying you. And God's word says, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you. Let's get it. Get it. Get it. So welcome to the Real Royal Family Podcast, and we are on part two of Fruit Inspectors. So we are detectives. We are to determine what kingdom the fruit is from. So fruit comes in behaviors, thoughts, and the words that we speak. And the situations that we are in are determined by all of those things, what we believe. So let's say someone is a prostitute, male or female. That person believes that they are not worth anything other than their genitalia. And chances are this person, this soul, this beautiful, lovely soul who came from heaven above, was gifted with something that only they can do in this world, and that there are people waiting for them to wake up out of their soul sleep and go to do the wonderful things that they were designed to be, but someone has lied to them. Usually they were molested, exposed to pornography or human trafficked as a young person. And I bless you right now in the name of Jesus. You are special. And I say right now, I speak into your life that you will not stay there, because I free you. And the altar that you are tied on, my senior partner, the Holy Spirit, came here to get you off of it. And so he has allowed me to speak freedom to you, unchain you, untie you, unglue you from that demonic altar. Clear away the mental fog and feed you and nourish you with God's love and goodness, so you can now go on your way. And this is what we are doing. Just remember, we got the game board. We got the realroyalfamily.com. There's a free game board there. You just go and you download it, and you get a little earring piece or your favorite pebble or a quarter. And then you start with day one, you know, in space one. And then every day you have, there's a rule book on what to do. And you start every day with reading and confessing, releasing the blood. And you do that before you go to sleep. So what we do is we get you into the kingdom habits. We get you into speaking kingdom language. We get you into kingdom of light and life and love, knowledge. So now we're going to go to fruit inspection. The reason we inspect fruit, and we inspect our own fruit first, so we can stop doing the works of the kingdom of darkness. Because when you do the works of the kingdom of darkness, you get the wages for the kingdom of darkness. And the wages of the kingdom of darkness, the ways of the kingdom of darkness is sin, and the wages of sin are death. So you're not getting away with anything. Let's say you're a pimp and you have guys and gals that you send to people. You're not getting away with that, because that's not your purpose either. You were also lied to, and you need to stop it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Because remember last week when I prayed over the Black American slave to break the soul sleep and the curse the Black American continues to be under. But I broke it last week, so let's see the change, and let's see the shift. But right now it's the same thing, you know. It's the kingdom of darkness. It does the same things over and over again, you know. So if you have you're dating somebody that's a narcissist, it's the same principle as a slave holder and a and a slave. You have a mean boss. You have somebody that has a sweatshop. You have people that are human trafficking. You have a bully. It's all the same kingdom of darkness principle, where one person who wants to have power because they are a person that has also been damaged, they feel more powerful if they take it from another person. God is the only great sovereign power in the universe, but he gave power to us. Luke 10:19. Now, if you choose to give your power to another human being, to your job, to your child, to the kingdom of darkness, to your genitalia so you can feel good while you're having sex, if you choose to give your power away, then that is a choice. But once again, let's do some fruit inspection of that choice. Who told you that that is what power is, right? What do you want to gain out of that exchange? And what can you really gain, okay? An FCD. When did you begin to believe that that's a powerful tool, your genitalia or your narcissism or your being a bully? Where did you first get it from that that's the way to get power? So we started last episode with my protege saying this is too much when she was referring to watching Deliverance video. And so she began to see how she was being tricked. But see how you could do that same question with being a bully, being a pimp, a human trafficker, being a person who trades for affection or love or to feel important. You see what the lie is? We did who, we did what, we did when, and we did where. Last week, and we're going to go back to the same example about my protege saying this is too much. So now and then I asked her why. And how you ask the question is like, ask different why questions, because it's not just like, why do you believe this is too much? The question is, why would you want to say or believe that watching a Deliverance video is too much? My protege said, well, it's not too much. So then why did you say it? And then remember, and she said, I don't know. Just remember when someone says, I don't know, that means is that they are not stilling their mind, because once they answer that question, they will not have to do something about it. So they don't want to take the next step. And then also a lot of people just remembered if this person was told that they weren't very intelligent. And so now they, I don't know, got them out of a whole lot of trouble when they were a child. I said, but you're not a child anymore. So let's put away childish things right now. Why would you say that this is too much for you when it is really just sitting down, watching a video, listening to the Deliverance minister give you biblical principles and telling you the steps about how not to be chained by this thing anymore? And then she said, it's really just really clear that I've been taught to think this so I can stay in bondage. And this is why God sent you to me. And I said, amen, that's a great answer. Said, but just remember, you have to keep doing these things, holding captive every thought. All right, so remember that scripture, holding captive every thought. You notice that the captivity comes before the thought. So it does, holding every thought into captivity is wrong. That means that you've already accepted it into your mind. The captivity, so there is a cage that is supposed to go around your own mind. That's why you ought to put on the mind of Christ. He is the filter. Everything needs to be filtered through Christ. So he is the thing that is to hold everything captive and then to decide bad fruit, good fruit, light, dark, death, life. Okay? Bring it into captivity first before you choose to take it as a thought, as a belief. Listen to the words of the songs that you are singing, the types of songs that you are singing. Are they longing? Is it hardcore? Is there backmasking of lyrics of allegiance to the kingdom of darkness? So let's go down now do our last fruit inspection tool, all right? So as we are the detectives and the investigators here in our life, as now we start to look at the things in our life, and the example that we're using is a statement from my protege when I gave her deliverance videos to watch, and she said, "This is just too much." I'm like, "It's too much what? It's too much, it's too much, it's too much." I said, "You keep saying it, but I'm not understanding why you're saying it. So let's go through it." And so now let's get to the last question. How? So how would heaven benefit if it's not too much and you actually watched it? How would you benefit if it's not too much? And how would the other kingdom benefit if you didn't watch it because your perception is that sitting down and watching a deliverance video is too much? That's obviously not true. We watch TikTok videos and funny cat videos and funny dog videos all the time. At this point, when you're doing these things and you're just talking about them, when you begin to shine light on the dark corners of what's going on in people's lives, it becomes a very tender space. And so at this point, I just took over the discussion. I said, "I'm going to tell you how, because I know you as a person, you know," and then people can start to kind of feel like, "Wow, I've been such a chump. I've been buying all these lies and speaking and believing them about myself." It's like, okay, well, you're not going to do it as much as you used to after today, because now you can see the enemy. So the how is, you believe that the thoughts that you think are your own, and so you don't filter them through the captivity of the Christ. So you're not putting on the mind of Christ. So here's how it worked for your family system, that you were the one that when everyone else became frustrated, they knew that they could come and beat on you and pick on you and make fun of you, laugh at you, at your expense. And so as a scapegoat of your family, you begin to make yourself small so you can disappear. And this is the how of how the kingdom of darkness wants you to accept scarcity, accept less, look to be liked, and accept it. And what the kingdom of heaven says, Father says, "I'm here." The Holy Spirit says, "I'm right here with you." This world teaches us, "Oh, I better stay in my lane. I'm not really that bright. I'm not as fast as everybody else is when reading a book. It took them 2 weeks to read it, and I'm still on chapter three, and there's, you know, 7 more chapters to go." So then you read it at your pace. So how that other kingdom wants you to believe you are not enough. And I, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus and with the authority and the anointing of the Holy Spirit, who is the senior partner and the senior host of this show, you are worthy. You are wonderfully and awesomely made. And even if there are certain things that you might not be that great at, there are something that only you and you and you alone were designed for. And get out of the muck and the mire. Stop rolling around with the pigs. You are royalty. It is time to take back your crown. This is exactly what this entire website is for. So the how of the kingdom of light, he says, believe in me. He says, take up my cross and take up your cross daily. So your cross is to recognize that you are not a citizen of this world. You are not controlled by your flesh, and the kingdom of darkness is not your daddy, and you don't have to follow it. But you have to recognize the difference between the kingdoms, and that's why we're doing fruit inspection. So if you have results in your life that you don't like, so then it's time to figure out what the word says about that particular situation. And so now let's do another example as fruit inspectors. We're going to go through the who, what, when, where, why, and how. at Why and How, excuse me. So there was one fraction of my family was fighting with another fraction of my family. The kingdom of darkness likes that, because when there one chases 1,000 and two chases 10,000, so three chases 100,000. So if you can get your family together to agree in prayer about certain things, then you'll be unstoppable. Same thing with husbands and wives and churches. There's a lot of shenanigans going on in churches. A lot of pastors fornicating with the sheep. There's pastors who are parts of sororities and fraternities, or are Eastern Stars, or part of Masonic lodges, and pastors in the pulpit bragging about themselves, or sitting in a church for years and all you talk about are Bible stories, and you have no power. You're not setting anyone free. You're not healing the sick. You're not raising the dead. You're not casting out devils. And then you just have people talking Bible stories, or just bragging about what they have done and not telling you how to get to be closer to who you were molded after, which is the Father, and he sent Jesus as an example. So if we aren't doing what Jesus is doing, then we are way, way, way falling short. So that's why the Real Royal Family is here, and that's why your spiritual Harriet Tubman is here to get you out of the wizard's cage and out of the wizard's cave into the light and headed towards the kingdom. And as we head towards the kingdom, we begin to learn about our kingdom, who we are as the citizens of heaven, who we are as sons of God. And reason, of course, we're daughters too, but the reason we are sons is because we are hidden in Christ Jesus. And so when the kingdom of darkness is looking for Valerie, they can't find her because they just see Jesus standing there. Or when the kingdom of darkness is looking for you, as long as you stay inside Jesus, they can't find you because you're inside Jesus. There was a faction. There was a time when there was some family fighting going on, and I was in the peripheral of it. And so after we were no longer fighting because our patriarch was ill, one of the cousins of a cousin showed up and said to my sister, "Well, you notice I never got involved in all that family fighting." My sister heard this. She was, she's like, "Oh yeah, well, he's a really, nice person for saying that." And I turned to her and said, "Really, is he really?" I said, "When someone starts coming to you, just remember they're on a campaign. They're giving you an agenda. They're advertising for themselves, because back then," so let me clarify this. So yes, everybody is not a warrior. Everybody is not a Harriet Tubman or a spiritual Harriet Tubman. I don't necessarily expect everyone to do what I would do, would be to go into prayer, to intercede, to fast. These are all choices. And so let's go with the who. So who would say, "Oh, notice I never got involved in all that family fighting"? Person who's saying this, who would say that? Somebody who wants you to look at them as a good person. But really, are you a good person? This particular man allowed his female cousins to dog his first wife out and cause fighting and pick on her because they didn't like her. And they caused a divorce because he wouldn't stand up for his own wife. So now he's saying, "Notice I never got involved with all that family fighting." So now you're telling me who you are. You're a coward. Because if you didn't stand up for your wife, then that means you're not going to stand up for your family. Now you want me to pay attention and laud you and give you some praise like you're so wonderful just because you're a male. Men provide and protect. Men are made like the Father. The Father protects. He provides. All right? He's a territory taker. He's a king. If you don't have any territory, you're not a king. If you don't provide and you don't protect and you don't work, then you don't eat. Okay? And what would this person mean by, "Notice I never got involved with all that family fighting"? So you want me to believe that you're a person of peace. You're not a person of peace. You're just a person that falls back and allows people who are agitated, narcissists or bullies, you know, on both sides of the equation to just go at it. And you don't even say, hey, everybody, let's just slow down. We love each other. We're not meaning to hurt each other. So now you're telling me you're so great because you didn't get involved in the fighting. So that is one level of something. But, you know, if that's what a child does, actually, you know what? You know, because this person claims to be a believer, then you didn't take any kind of authority over any of this because you were on the other side of the debate. And at any point, you could have, without anybody knowing, interceded, fasted. You didn't have to say anything to anybody, but you didn't do that. You just wanted people to notice that you were like Switzerland. Great. So you allowed war to go on, and you just said, I'll hold the money and good. And in case, you know, either one of you die, then I get to keep your money. So notice, this person says, so when did this occurrence happen back then? Notice I never got involved with all that family fighting. And then after they told my sister this, I said, yeah, but when this happened, you didn't get involved, but also you borrowed money from the patriarch and you never gave it back. So it was best for you when this fighting was going on to keep a distance between side A and B. So therefore, nobody would stand up for the patriarch and say, hey, where's the money that you took from him? And just by the way, I've already said to the patriarch, don't worry, puppy, God is going to repay it. And he's going to repay with dividends. And so that other side basically stole. And then now the wages of sin are death. And then I just, Father, forgive him, for he knows not what he does. And give him more courage to know that he can do more than just sit back and say, oh, I never got involved. That is not anything impressive to me. Maybe because I come from a line of warriors. My family are boxers, and I got taught a form of martial arts where my homeland security instructor took four different forms of martial arts, and he made his own. This guy is brilliant with firearms and with hand-to-hand. But once again, people who have no confidence in being able to defend themselves. This guy didn't defend himself. He didn't defend his wife. He didn't defend family unity. You are a coward, and you were designed to be much more than that. Why was it such a great thing that you thought, notice that I never got involved in all that family fighting? Because you're taking pride in not being involved in the fighting, but are you taking authority? Because you're part of the bloodline. You didn't take authority over your first marriage. You allowed that first wife to be bullied and picked on and tormented. And how is this a good thing that you never got involved in all that family fighting? So one of the sayings that I like to say, so if me and a buddy get into discord or coworker or whatever, what I have not always been great at this. I have really been more like a lawyer, debating and then talking, discussing things behind people's backs. The level of peace and joy and knowledge that I have is Philippians 2:14 says, do all things without arguing and complaining, so you might be harmless and blameless and shine like stars in the night in the midst of a wicked generation. So you're not just to not get involved like this person did. Notice I never got involved with all that family fighting. But to be harmless and blameless also means that you are to go in and with whatever skill you have. So this is a quiet, gentle guy, and he's not a warrior. He wasn't a warrior at that stage. Or maybe you're not, or maybe I'm not. I wasn't always like this. But what can you do to bring more Christ into the situation? He didn't necessarily have to call us because he didn't want to get his relationship with that other part of the family. He didn't want to get that in trouble. He's not that bold, but he sat around and he listened. But what could have he done? This word says, be harmless and blameless and be as stars in the sky in the midst of a wicked generation. So you fast about it. You pray about it. You intercede and you do something. You take one of the tools that you can take from the kingdom of light and you bring it into the midst of an attack by the kingdom of darkness, and you wield that weapon until you see the fruit of peace. Okay, so the fruit of the spirit is one of them is peace, the other one is love, the other one is joy. So that this guy, and listen, it doesn't make him a bad person. He could have did worse. He could have, and you know what? And I don't even know if it's true. He didn't get involved. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't, and it's okay. Or maybe he just wanted to say, hey, I'm not that bad of a guy, but don't come in advertising to me trying to override what I already perceive you to be. So when this statement was said to my sister, and I said, this is a guy that didn't even take up for someone that he was intimate with and he loved. So why am I to believe anything this person says? If you don't stand up for something or someone, that means you'll go for anything. And so I would dare to believe that this, and just to get off of this guy, because I'm not mad at him. I bless him and I pour God's love and goodness on him. And I pray that he sees that he has the authority and the power in Christ Jesus to be more than just someone that idly stands by while chaos takes over. So, and that's the point, not to put this guy down, but the discussion that I had with my sister, and that she said, I see. And then her point was, well, he never really did anything bad to me. And I said, and that's cool. And that's nice that the guy never did anything bad to you, but that's not our standard of how we decide whether we have first, second, or third contact with people. Is, does the Holy Spirit want me to be engaged with them? So don't come to me and tell me that it's cool for me to talk to you because you never got involved in all that family fighting. It's okay. Thank you very much. God bless you. Holy Spirit, what do I do with that information? And then Holy Spirit will begin to tell you, let's not even focus on that outside thing. Let's focus on our inside. So that's where, let's go back to the inside and let's go back to the food inspection, because that's one of the other things that also the other kingdom likes us to do, is to focus on the outside. That's why I started with the first sample of my protege when she said, this is too much. So you start to look inside. What am I thinking? So when you hear yourself say some little family saying that your family used to say all the time, and you're like, wow, that is kind of contrary to the word. Like when someone says, oh, I love you to death. I had a family member tell me that once. I said, well, I really would prefer if you loved me to life. And then they just looked at me, and then there was crickets after that, because most people don't even know what that means. They're saying words. They don't know what they mean. They're trying, you know, people are, there's always a campaign going on. People want you to know they're not a bad person, that they're a good person. They mean to do you good. There are people that do that on purpose, narcissists, con artists, bad bosses who want to gaslight you and act like you're overreacting to the situation that's going on in work. And meanwhile, you know, I found that out at my job, this one supervisor, and then later found out he was embezzling $25,000 to $35,000 in overtime for the last 7 years of employment. So, but this guy was always being mean, picking on people, targeting them. He was deflecting, because once the thing settled down and got quiet, he was the guilty party. So that's also, just remember, make sure your fruit are inspected. And the fruit that we are to have are the fruit of the Spirit, according to the New King James Version, is in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. So this is why we are to be fruit inspectors. Okay, so what fruit is in your life? If we start with the fruit inspection of love, what is in your life? Love doesn't get to be defined by humanity or another human being. God is love, and he's the one that is love. And so since he is love and he made love, he is the only one that has the right to determine what love is. And when people say, love is love, they're talking about sex. When God is talking about love, he's talking about, are you going to give your life for this other person? Will you die on a cross even though you're innocent because you love this person? Most people, they talk about lust. So let's just wrap up our fruit inspection, where we get to be detectors and investigators, and we ask who, what, when, where, why, and how. And when things that are in our lives, thoughts that we think, behaviors that we do, let's start with ourselves. Let's not focus on the outside, because the changes that we begin inside flow to the outside and create our future and our destiny. So if we start with the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, look up love, the love chapter, look up what that is. Love is patient. Love is kind. Okay. So are you kind to yourself? Are you patient? That doesn't mean that you are a welcome mat and you just let people do what you want. Are they patient? Are they kind with you? If people aren't kind to you, they're not being loving. And therefore, you should put a spiritual wall, a wall of the Holy Spirit between you and them. You put on your full armor and you take the shield, the wraparound shield of faith, which quenches all the fiery darts of the evil one. When someone is unkind to you, mean to you, when someone hates you, in the spirit realm, they are attacking you. If people make jokes at your expense all the time, say mean things to you and go, ha, 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 in your heart and if your breath, you can say, I don't receive that. What I receive is what Christ says about me. I am made in his image. I am wonderfully and awesomely made. All right, so this is the end of our fruit inspection. And so the first fruit of the Spirit is love. And so I speak on behalf of the Spirit of love. I speak love to you. I say shalom, shalom. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We love you and we need you, and fill us up. We cling to you. We are needy, though the world tells us we should not. I am needy, and I need you moment by moment, second by second. Every thought, every action, every assumption, every destiny, I cling to you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Real Royal Family. Thank you for coming back to take back your crown so you can now be a warrior king like King David and take territory for the one true living king. Take back your crown in the mighty name of Jesus, and shalom, shalom.
If you say you love Jesus, roll with him now. All the shots in the world ain't gone down his crown. He put the power in your hands, power in your words. It's dominated with the greatest Lord, praise him first. We are soldiers of Jesus, huh?